Well, I'm very concerned because any weakening of the protections that Florida enjoys is a threat to our economy and jobs. Our long-term economic well-being is clearly tied to clean beaches and clean water, the tourism industry, fishing industry, and I'm very concerned about the direction of the announcement today.
In your statement today, you said that the new comprehensive energy strategy would protect places too special to drill, and you seem to think that Florida's West Coast would apply to that. Of course, as a Floridian, you think that, but what makes you think that the federal policy will protect Florida's West Coast?
Well, we're going to have to make our best case. This is a struggle for our environmental health and economic well-being that never seems to go away. So we've got to remain steadfast and fight against any weakening of the protections. Now I do think it's positive that President Obama is looking at a comprehensive energy strategy that includes alternative fuels and solar, and some domestic production may be fine, but he also said that he is cognizant of areas that rely on tourism or have specific national security concerns. And Secretary Salazar said that places that are too special to drill should be protected. And I talked to Secretary Salazar and Carol Browner not too long ago and relayed my concern. I think we've just got to fight against any erosion to the protection we have now, which off of Tampa Bay, we have a 243-mile buffer. And I'll tell you why, because the oil companies are never satisfied. If we said, fine, 125 miles is acceptable to us, then next week or next year, it would be 25 miles. And in fact, the Florida legislature is looking at nearshore oil drilling. That would really be detrimental to our economy and our environment. So my position is we've got to stand up and speak out on behalf of the folks who live and work here, and let everyone in Washington know this is a special place, and it's deserving of protection.
Some see this as a move by President Barack Obama to make a Senate bill on climate change easier to pallet. What do you think will happen in the Senate? Do you think that they'll be able to pass an energy bill?
I'm very skeptical that the United States Senate is going to be able to move an energy bill. I mean, we've watched them over the past year work on health care legislation. I mean, for Pete's sake, they voted on their bill on Christmas Eve, which I thought was out of the bounds of reasonableness. So I'm hopeful, and we're not going to give up. We need a positive, comprehensive energy solution. I'm not convinced that the politics in the United States Senate they're in a place where they can move any energy policy.
And finally, your colleague in Congress, Florida Senator Bill Nelson, has said that he's spoken with Ken Salazar, and of course Nelson has opposed drilling in the past, but he says that he believes that Obama's plan shows that they've heeded his concerns about drilling too close to the shore. So it sounds like Senator Nelson supports Obama's plan. What do you think about that?
Well, I disagree. I don't think that now is the time to compromise, because the oil companies will just keep coming. They will not be satisfied with 125 miles. They've shown that strategy already in the Florida legislature. So I think it's important for us to speak out on the facts. The science says that there are negligible amounts of oil near shore and offshore. Even if there are larger amounts, if there was a spill, it would just have a devastating impact to our economy and our environment. And we know the farther you are offshore, the more susceptible you are to the loop current that could take those polluted waters into the Florida Keys. And I think that would be a terrible situation for our beautiful state.